各位菩萨早安，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everybody.
最近呢，我们这个美国的季节呢，大家知道盛产什么水果吗？
Well, in this season, and what is the most popular fruit?
大家知道吗？柿子，美国，苹果。
Cinnamon.
哎，有。答对了，
Pear?
是苹果齁。大家有看到佛桌上的这两盘苹果吗？这个是我们昨天呢去采的苹果齁。好，大家有采苹果的经验吗？没有，有的有，有的没有齁。好，总之这个现采的苹果呢就是不一样齁，特别新鲜齁。那它怎么样呢？可以成为这个苹果？它刚开始只是一个种子，然后种下去，慢慢长大，然后长成苹果。所以它要有一些因缘，才能够长成我们你看佛桌上面可以吃的这个苹果。同样的呢，我们大家来听这个话头禅哈。来听呢就是一个因缘，然后你听着呢，依着听着呢去修行呢，这也是一些要成为开悟的因缘。好，所以你听的知道了，然后你依着这个知道的这个教理呢你去修行呢，好，那你也一样呢会跟这个苹果一样什么开花结果哈，就是也一样可以开悟哈。好，那今天一大早呢我们外面的这个教会呢在布道齁，然后他们用的很特别的方式在欢迎他们的信众，就是一大早就是在唱歌齁，很欢乐齁。那我们呢，我们用什么方式？我们呢跟他们不一样的是，我们佛教里面的禅宗呢我们是用方法齁，很多的观念方法让我们达到内心的平静，然后这种内心的平静而产生的一种禅悦法喜，所以跟这种外在的欢乐呢是不一样的齁。所以呢今天早上呢发现到齁，观察到这个很有趣的现象。他们是透过外在的这个欢乐，这外在的欢乐唱歌呢是不长久，但是呢我们用禅修的方法然后来达到你内心的平静呢，这才是长长久久。好，
you're right. The most popular fruit is this, in the season is apple. So as you can see in this on the altar, there's plates of apples. So actually we went apple picking yesterday. So the freshly picked apple is totally different from the one you buy in the supermarket. So how does this apple come about to become apple?Of course, it starts with a seed, and then the seed germinates, and then it starts sprout and start growing into the tree, and then tree will grow apple. So, because you need all the right cause and condition come together and be able to make this apple seed and become an apple tree and grow apple out of the tree. So, and on the same token, and we have this cause and condition today and come to listen to the Dharma.And then we learn about the method, and then follow the method as a guiding principle, and then to use that to practice. And so, and therefore we be able to germinate our Dharma seeds, and then grow into a Dharma tree, and the final goal into enlightenment. So this morning, and our next door around the corner in this Christian church, and the way they're greeting people,And is singing, happily and happily and joyously. And so that's how they agree people and come to the church. So we are different. We have you to come here to listen to the Dhamma. And we teach you the method and the concept and to cultivate the peace, the inner peace inside of you. And so to gain the Dhamma joy. And for the singing, it's a happiness joy, it's a happy joy, but it only lasts a short brief time. So it's totally different from us. So we more emphasize the inner peace inside of you.
接着呢，我们今天再继续进入大慧普觉禅师语录。好
，So we're going to continue on the record of the Chan Master 大慧普觉。
好，那我们这一期的进度呢，就是中圣七个样子。那我们再复习一下哈。第一个样子呢，道由心悟，不再言传；第二个样子，自家宝藏，合假外求。第三个样子常存生死心，第四个样子离文字语言分别相。
So we're gonna talk about seven standards for Chan practice. We're gonna recap a little. And the first, the way it's awakened through the mind, it does not exist in words. Second, way seek your own.Why seek your own treasure from without? The third, always keep birth and death awareness in mind. Fourth, sever from words, language, and discrimination.
第五个样子呢，但向生死交加处看花头。第六个样子，道无不在，处处皆真。第七个样子，神力处便是得力处。
The fifth, watch or investigate 话头 precisely in the entanglement of birth and death. Six, it is no place that is not the way. It is real everywhere. Seven, where you save power is precisely where you gain power.
好，这是中圣的七个样子。好，那我们之前已经讲到了前两个样子。那今天要进入第三个样子，常存生死心。
These are the seven standards for Chan practice. Today we're going to talk about the third standard. Always keep birth and death awareness in mind.
好，接着呢，大慧普觉禅师又讲了哈，他说，既然呢我们要练这一颗心，好，所以一定要好好的。理会这一颗心，好，那怎么样理会这一颗心呢？首先呢，你一定要立定意志，坚决的意志呢，好，要立定坚决意志做什么？参话头，好，那要怎么参呢？在日常生活中呢，你处境逢缘，就是你遇到任何因缘呢，一定会有顺境、逆境，好，那在这个顺逆境之中呢？你一定要把的定做的了主，不受种种的邪说影响。
So, 大慧普觉禅师 said that to cultivate this mind, you must understand this. First, you have to establish this resolution, that is encountering the various condition, no matter it is favorable or adverse. You must be your own master.And not be influenced by erroneous talk.
好，这是普觉禅师哈，大慧中高禅师问大家：好，你们做得了主吗？有人点头，有人没有反应。好，那我们来看一看哈，做得了主呢，有哪一些因缘？状况你是可以做得了主的哦，来自己检核一下哦。首先呢，做得了主就是我们禅宗里面常讲的，你可以做自己的主人公。好，第一个呢，你可以自己做得了主呢。第一个，你是不随喜怒哀乐顺逆等境而转。 大家检视一下，有吗？容不容易？不容易耶，因为我们每天呢遇到了这么多的境界哈、哦。你如果自己关在家里，会不会有境界？也是有哦。你会对你可能比如说你会对你的什么茶壶啊、冰箱啊、哦、电视啊生气，有没有？哦，为什么他不听话这样子哈、哦？你就算自己一个人关在家，你也会有境界哈、哦。那遇到更多的人，比如说大家来这边。哦、东出禅寺修行是不是有很多的人事物、哦、那遇到这些人事物 是不是会有这些顺逆境、哦、这好不好修？不好修、哦、这个大慧中高禅师说这才是最好修的、哦、师父也告诉我们、哎、这个你要行菩萨道要在众中求，所以你没有在众生群中修呢，是很难成就的。像佛陀他也是累劫好几三大阿僧祇劫，因为在众生当中修福修慧，才有办法圆满佛果。所以第一个呢就困难度非常高。再来往下看，面对任何境界呢都不起贪嗔痴，困不困难？更困难。遇到喜欢的我们会想要再更多、哦、有一栋房子之后想要再第二栋房子，有一部车子不够还要再第二第三部、哦、还有女众的就可能衣服嘛、哦、衣服哎，永远少一件这样、哦、对，然后后面很多人点头不过看我们东出禅寺的菩萨都蛮朴实的啦，对，都很朴实哈，接近。好，第三个呢，就是呢，这个困难度很高，就是你在睡梦当中呢，你呢常常是保持正念，然后头脑很清楚，没有任何杂念的状态，当然是你也没有任何的梦，所以是很清明的一个状态，这样子呢才算是你做得了主。
So, 大慧普觉 Master 大慧普觉 asks us, can you be your own master? What does he mean to be your own master? We can use the following 3 points to examine ourselves. And because all the cause and conditions and all the situations, we use this 3 points to examine ourselves. First, not affected by different emotions.And not turned by favorable and unfavorable conditions. Is that easy to do? Not really. And each day, and we encounter many, many situations. Even though you lock yourself at home, and you may still encounter some situation. You don't like this teapot. You hate your television functioning. Your refrigerator doesn't work the way you want to. You still give a rise to.All these unfavorable situations. And when you come to here and to practice and to as a volunteer and work with everybody, you encounter people, things, and situations. And is that easy? Of course not. There's a lot of favorable and unfavorable conditions. But that precisely is the best situation to practice. And Buddha and always said,And you have to practice Bodhisattva path among all sentient beings. And Buddha practiced Bodhisattva path and Buddha's path in 3 asankhaya and to cultivate virtue and merit. So this is the first one is not easy. How about the second one? Not giving rise to greed, hatred, and ignorance when encounter any situation. Is that easy?Not really. And so when we encounter a favorable condition, and we want a lot more, one car is enough, one house is enough, we want more. And a lot of time, specifically for ladies, they want more clothing. When you open your closet, you never find the clothing you want to wear for today. But when I look at the practitioner and to come here in the Chan Center, you all seem very, wear very simple clothes and has less desire. So this is a good start. And the third, and maintain the right views and clear mind without defilement while sleeping. And this is not easy, of course. And during the sleep, if you can have the right mindfulness and keep your head very clear and then no dreams. So for all these 3 points, and that's what Da Hui Pu Jie Master means, to be your own master.
好，所以呢，主人公呢，他不在别处。我们只要好好的把握，认认真真，实实在在，你运用了每一个当下，好，那每一个当下体验你生活的每一个分分秒秒的当下，就认认真真的去修行。好，这个时候呢，你的主人公自然会显现。当然呢，是要在离贪嗔痴三毒的这个状态，好，所以啊，主人公呢，人人本具，好，这是师父告诉我们的。
So to be your own master is not in other places. That's the one right at the present moment. Every minute, every second is departing from greed, hatred, and ignorance. And earnestly and conscientiously.And practically and realistically to experience life. And then your own master will reveal. And every man has by origin the Buddha nature.
好，所以呢，大家回去可以练习，好，每个当下呢，都认真的体验你的生活，好，同时运用这个话头这个方法。接着呢，大慧普觉禅师又讲了，他说在日常的生活当中呢，面对任何种种的因缘呢，常常呢要提起，好，哪两个字？对，常常呢要以这个无常迅速的这生死两个字呢，常常要提起来。那提起来他说要贴在哪里？笔尖上。好，所以回去要写字条，然后贴在笔尖上，然后呼吸的时候还会这样子吹动。其实呢，这一段话是告诉我们呢，参话头的人一定要有这生死心这两个字，常常呢就是要把它放在你的心上。然后呢，大慧中高禅师又举了一个很有趣的例子，这个生死心的迫切呢，他举了一个例子，就像呢你欠了人家非常多的钱，好，那怎么办？但是呢你又没有钱可以还，好，就欠了人家非常多的钱，可是你又没有钱可以还，可是呢这个债主呢常常就盯在你家门口，逼着你，逼着你做什么？还钱。所以这种心呢让你每天都过着非常的恐怖害怕，然后呢你呢千想万想到底要怎么办呢，我要怎么样还呢，可是呢你就是没有钱还得出来。所以像这样子的举例的一个故事，就是说生死心就好像你欠了人家钱，然后你一直想还的是又还不出来，这种迫切的心要常常保持在你的这个日常生活当中。好。
So, I encourage you, when you go home, every second, every moment, and right at the present moment, and earnestly and conscientiously, and to use Hua Tu method. So, and then, Master Pu Jie said,When you take care of the daily affairs, always fix the word, birth and death, and impermanence at the tip of your nostrils. Thought after thought, be as if you owe 10,000 or hundreds of dollars without any means of paying the debt. And the creditor stare fixedly at you. and you feel anxious and suffocate with no way to, with no way out. So, and it means, when we investigate 话头, when we use 话头, we have to have this person that's awareness and to keep in our mind. And Master Pujie and gave an example. And so, when you, it's the sense of urgency and the person that's awareness, it's just like you owe a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars to a creditor. And this creditor is beside you, staring at you and waiting for you to pay back the money. But you have no money to pay back. You were really petrified. You were really scared. And how are you going to pay back? And this kind of sense of urgency, use this kind of sense of urgency to apply 话头, to investigate 话头.
好, 所以呢, 常常呢, 你对于生死心的, 存有这种迫切感的时候呢, 你就有开悟, 就有你的份, 去向份, 就是, 你开悟呢, 就有你的份, 好, 但是如果呢, 你常常呢, 半进半退, 然后呢, 在参话头的时候呢, 常常觉得, 诶, 真的可以吗? 我真的可以用这个话头这个方法, 然后开悟吗? 常常这样子半信半不信的, 这样子呢, 普觉禅师说, 如果你的心常常是这样子的状态呢, 还不如一个乡下的一个愚痴的凡夫, 为什么? 因为呢, 这个愚痴的凡夫呢, 乡下人呢, 他呢, 100%的不知道, 他做了许多的这些恶知恶觉或邪知邪见啊，会成为他的障碍哈，因为呢，他只是坚持他的愚痴而已哈，所以呢，我们修行用话头这个法门呢，一定要绝对100%的相信，不要有半信半疑，然后半进半退，这个什么三天，然后呢几天什么。 对，类似这样子齁，对，这样子呢就没办法成就。好，所以呢，古时候的大德有告诉我们齁，言穷治理以物为原则。这个言穷呢，不是去研究话头，而是去参究，就是你用呢，你的 全部的身心呢，去用参话头的这个方法呢，你去参究，去问到底什么是我的本来面目。这样子呢，开悟呢，才有你的份。So
if you always have this attitude, you have opportunity to, you have opportunity to get enlightened. If you are half advancing and half retreating, half believing and half doubting, you are not better than those who have not encountered the Dharma. Why is that? Because these people do not have any knowledge of Dharma. They are not hindered by erroneous views. They only abide on their ignorant views. Ancient sages said, continuously, ceaselessly, and single-mindedly, question 话头, then there is possibility to be enlightened. So you have to, when you investigate 话头, when you use 话头, you have to give 100% faith to the 话头. And don't question, don't have any doubt. Am I really be able to do it? Is 话头 really going to help me to get enlightened? And don't do this half believing, half doubting. And so if you have that kind of half-believing, half-doubting attitude, you are not better than those country bumpkins. And because they just simply ignore it, because they haven't encountered any a real Dharma, so they don't even know about their ignorance. They just keep doing their erroneous and silly, stupid way. So, and we need to be 100% have a faith in 话头. So, and there's a saying, and exhaust the words, and exhaust the theory, and exhaust the principles. And what does that mean? It's really, and put down everything, and just investigate 话头.
所以这个生死心呢，刚提到的是禅宗的哦。那我们把它呢，放大来看整个佛教的这个生死观呢是什么哦？考考大家哦。
So, so what we talk about is the birth and death awareness in Po Chan. And so now we're going to extend further. And what is the Buddhism view on birth and death?
大家知道呢，佛教的一个这个教理哈、哦，可以容易表现出呢，生死就是很容易让大家看出来的一个这个原则的一个教理，大家知道是什么吗？不知道，好，再提示一下，12个互为因果的原则。对，十二因缘，好。
So, what is in Buddhism principle and Buddhism, what is the Buddhism view in principle about the birth and death? So, anybody? I'll give you a hint, 12 of them. That is the 12 dependent origination.
那我们来看哦，这12个互为因果的因缘呢，它就是可以解释整个佛教的生死观哈、哦。首先我们看了12点钟的方向哈、哦，就是顺时钟的这样子看下来哈、哦。好，这12因缘呢，因为过去呢造的因，好、哦、造了什么因呢？造了惑业的这个因呢，好、哦，那惑业这两个因呢，就是因为无明。好，无明就是你对于无常无我的不清楚不了解，然后呢造作了种种一些善业不善业，然后这些善业不善业造成了一些业力的累积，那累积而感得你现在这一世的果。好，那这一世的果呢，就是让你有六道轮回。好，那比较好的就是我们可以成为人。所以这十二因缘呢，是在讲人的一个12个互为因果的缘起哈、哦。那生而为人呢，就有这个色身哈、哦，色身就是这个身体啊、哦，有身体还有精神的哈、哦。然后这个身体呢，有六根，好、哦，眼耳鼻舌身意哈、哦。那六根一定会接触外界的六尘哈、哦，然后产生的这个感受。那这些感受呢、哦、你就会产生苦乐喜舍这些感受、哦、那这些感受呢又让你继续呢又在产生了一些惑业苦、哦、好，感受呢你觉得好的你就喜欢，然后一直要抓取，那你觉得不好的呢，你就会起嗔恨心，你不喜欢排斥、哦、所以就是这样子的一直吼、哦造业，然后一直轮回。好，那对于喜欢的，你就会执取，想要拥有更多，就会起很多的贪念，然后这些贪念拥有更多的行为呢，又再继续呢，产生了后有。好，那后有就是你又再成为下一个生命的开始。好，那我们知道有生命的开始呢，就会老嘛，病嘛，然后死。好，然后因为你这一生呢。因为现在的因，然后感得你未来的这个果，然后未来的果又在感得下一世的什么因，所以就是一直这样，有没有像一个圆形的这个轮回这样子、哦、一直轮回一直轮回。
So this 12 dependent origination is starting from ignorance at your 12 o'clock direction, okay, on the outer ring and ignoranceSo, and looking through this circle in clockwise, okay. So, ignorance, because this lifetime, because the ignorance, it was from the previous lifetime, and so it will cause illusion and accumulate karmic force and karmic retribution. And then go into mental formation. So these will form in the mental and then constructing activities. And then and with the next consciousness, and the consciousness of six organs, the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose, and tongue, body, mind consciousness. And with this consciousness and coming to the present, to the present effect. And the present effect and with the name and form or mentality and cooperation and the mind and body. And then with the mean of the six sense organ, eye, ear, nose, tongue, and then coming to contact with, and then become the consciousness, and the sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thought, and there was the feeling, sensation. In this lifetime, this is all cumulative, and within this lifetime, it becomes a present effect. And then we come to craving. So for something you like, you want more, and greed. And something you don't like, you want to repel against from it. So you will have this craving attachment. So and they will become the present cause. And then something you like, you want to get more. And something you hate, you want to get rid of. And then this and begin the cycle of birth. And then with the birth, and there will be aging, decaying, and death. And so this is a vicious cycle and keep in coming. And from the past causes and become the present effect and present causes, and then will become the future effect.
好，那怎么样出这个生死的轮回？好，我们刚刚有提到，就是十二因缘的缘起呢，是讲述佛教的生死观，就是整个生死的轮回呢，就是这样子的一个操作模式。那佛陀呢，在《长阿含经》里面呢，有告诉我们哦，怎么样逆观十二因缘，就是你倒着走。我们现在从十二点钟方向哈，然后把它倒着走，逆时钟的倒回去。所以我们要怎么修？就是从逆时针的倒回去修，这样子呢，才有出六道轮回的可能。好，那怎么修？首先呢，我们要知道。会有老死，就是因为什么？有生，好，那为什么会有生？因为会有种种的这些爱取有，好，然后这些爱呢，就是会让我们产生下一世的来生，好，爱就是叫欲有嘛，好，所以呢，我们如果能够呢，测观呢，就是怎么样子呢？从一关一关的这样子呢，把它斩断，好。这不是圆形的嘛，是连结的哈。我们如果把它切断了，切断就是这个因果因缘呢，没有办法再连结了。这样子呢，你就可以出生死轮回。然后这个十二因缘最主要的一个主因呢，会让我们轮回呢生死的呢，就是第一个哈，无明。好，所以我们只要能够彻悟无明呢，然后从无明中解脱呢，你就可以出这生死的轮回。那无明呢，仔细的来说，就是没有智慧，没有光明，还有对于无常无我的不了解。如果呢，你从生活当中呢，你去体验每一个无常好的当下，你会发现呢并没有我，因为有我才有这种种的分别，所以呢，这可以从生活当中去练习。像时间呢，就是一个很好练习无常的一个现象。现在我们在这边听讲话嘛，听讲课，然后等一下我们就要怎么，等一下就午斋吃饭，然后等一下就下午法会，然后法会完之后，大家就离去了。这就是一个解释无常时间变化的一个现象。那你可以从这个无常呢，然后呢去看每一个变化的刹那。所以呢，你会发现呢，没有我的存在，因为它一直在变化。如果你 如果你能够常常这样子的观察去修行，那么你的我呢，我执呢会渐渐减少，我执减少，你就能够怎么样解脱开悟。好。
So, and Buddha teaches in the Agama, and how to reverse of this 12 dependent origination. We start from the, counterclockwise. First, we look in, aging and death. Okay. This aging and death, why is aging and death? Because, there is no, a right knowledge of the, destruction. So, and we start from that one. And where's this, where is the birth and death coming from? Because, a craving and attachment, and then a becoming in all this, because and this is all the cause and condition linked together. So this is a vicious cycle. So and vicious chain. So if we cut the vicious chain, and this cause and condition will break. So the main cause of the birth and death is ignorance. What it means, ignorance? Ignorance is not liberated, because ignorance just have. There's no wisdom. There's no illumination. And this does not understand impermanence and selflessness. So, and we can actually, experience, and from the experience of this, selflessness. And so, and for example, and we can, observe the time and what's happening today and to understand and things are impermanent. And for example, here we are listening to Dharma talk, and then afterwards we're going to have a lunch, and then after lunch we're going to have a Dharma service, and then after Dharma service finish, everybody's going to go home. So in the process of all these events, and there's no self in it, and so we can use that to observe and all the situation, there's no self in the situation, and then so we can reduce the attachment of a self, and then gradually in a come to liberation and then come to enlightenment.
从生到老死，它其实要包含的这个无明行啊、明色、啊、六路，可不可以这样理解？因为老死后，我们因为无明，我们又要重复老生老病死。那么生到老死这一段，其实它又包含了无明行啊、六色，是不是能够这样理解？
其实它就是一个互为因果的一个锁链，所以呢，你只要从一个把它切断呢，它就可以慢慢的超越，所以它是互为因果的。
我的理解就是说，你是从生到老死这个阶段，我们要理解就是说，这里面有包含的无明心啊什么，它都是在里面的。
对对对，是的。好，就是它连结，对。然后你如果要超越六道轮回，你就是从逆观十二因缘，这是在《长阿含经》佛陀里面告诉我们的。
So the question is, he want to ask, between birth and then aging and death, in between there, and this still encompassing ignorance and everything else in all the 12 links. That's why we need to cut the link, and so they will not continuous. That's why it's called 12 dependent origination. One is depending on the other one, follow through. And this one is the cause of the other effect. So if you cut the link, and so you cut the cause out, and so will not produce the effect.
所以呢，你看了这个外围哈，现在的因呢，然后感得未来的果，还有过去的因呢，感得现在的果。是这个这样子，你来理解就会比较清楚。
So from this one, and just like the past cause, and it will become present effect, and the present cause, it will become future effect. So if you cut the link and you prevent the cause and start it and happen, and so it will not link to the present effect, and will the present cause will not link to the future effect.
Mm-hmm. 就是要靠参话头，因为我们这个课程呢是讲参话头，所以我们后面会讲，就是接下来后面会再讲说生死心要怎么样子来修，怎么样子来断八根。好。
So another question is, what is the concrete method to cut the 12 links? And so for today, we are talking about 话头 and use 话头 as the scissor or as the breakthrough and to disconnect, to cut out the 12 links.
好，刚刚是讲
The link that's obliquely craving. You don't have to crave things. Just stay alert and know that you're craving. Put it down. And that's for good things or bad things, right? That's the way Shifu talked about it when he talked about it a while back. Everything else sort of happens automatically. When you get down to, you have a feeling. Okay.What do you do with that feeling? It might be a good feeling or a bad feeling. Well, you should remember at all times that all feelings are impermanent. They do not last forever. Therefore, if you start to crave it one way or the other, if it's a bad feeling, you might crave that it should go away. Oh, it's got to go away, it's got to go away, it's got to go away. Or if it's a good feeling, oh, give me more, give me more. That's the reaction.Causes the trouble ultimately. And it can be, the positive message of this teaching, which a lot of people think is the most important teaching in Buddhism, the positive message is that you don't have to crave. All the training that we do is teaching us to not respond to craving to things that arise in our mind.
So that's why you think that craving is the weak link, right?
Yes. Because you don't have to crave. If you train yourself, that's what Buddhist training is. Train yourself not to crave. And you can, by just noticing whenever your mind is saying, give me more, give me more, give me more, remind yourself that, oh, come on.This stuff is all impermanent. Why are you getting so excited about it? You're going to train yourself to react with detachment to situations that, you know, for most people, cause intense emotional response. You know, that's the thing. You can do it about good things, and you can do it about bad things. I mean, you know, of course, you know, say you stub your toe and it hurts really bad stubbing your toe.Of course, nobody wants to have their toes stubbed and feel the pain of that. But adults, grown-ups, and good Buddhist practitioners train themselves through their lives to know that that's not going to be a permanent thing, and to put it down, and to not let the fact that this negative emotion arose in their mind destroy their whole lives.
Okay, so, Bill 菩萨说，以前呢，他听过师父讲过，这个爱事实上是一个那个切入口，因为这个爱呢，我们可以特别是禅修的人，可以训练我们自己不要去对爱有反应。所以如果说爱呢，说我喜欢的哦，我想要更多的，所以我知道我的习惯，所以我就不要再去。想要更多的，如果我不喜欢，我知道我这里不喜欢，所以我就不要去再排斥我不喜欢的东西，从这个来切入口，然后其他的这个这些点从十二因缘来说呢，都是很自然的发生， 所以这个爱我们可以从这边切入训练自己不要对爱这件事情有反应，喜欢的不喜欢的不要对它有反应。
好，所以待会呢我们五斋就可以练习，好，对你喜欢吃的就不要多咬一口，对你不喜欢吃的呢你不要不夹。所以为什么在佛陀的时代要次第其一，就是呢你拖到这一家呢你不能因为说这一家很穷然后你就不拖，然后你也不能因为说这一家很穷你就故意去拖这一家，像那个大迦摄尊者他就故意去拖穷人，因为他要让穷人陪福，然后来世呢不要再那么穷。那有的人故意就去拖富有的人，因为很多好吃的，所以佛陀规定弟子们要次第其一，就是按照顺序这样拖。当然有没有拖不到的？有啊，也有罗汉拖空钵，为什么？因为过去呢都修智慧比较多，然后呢福报修比较少，不是有大象带璎珞，因为他过去赔很多福，但是他没有修智慧，所以呢就是感得这个畜生道，是这样。所以我们要修，你要平均福慧都要双修。
So and that actually is a good reminder. So during the lunch time and then we will not pick and choose. So when you see something you like, oh I want more. And when you see something you don't like, oh you're not gonna take that food. And treat it evenly. Take everything. And also in Buddha time, and when everybody, all his disciples went out on people's house and back for alms. So he say, you cannot pick and choose. You have to follow the orders. So when you end up on this block, you have to do every single house. And then you cannot pick and choose. Oh, this house, you know, they are poor, and then I probably not going to get anything good. And so you cannot do that. And this house, I know they're rich, and they're gonna offer me a lot of great food. So, and that's also not allowed. And that's why, and at that time, Mahakashyapa, he particularly and go to the people in poverty and to do the alms begging. So he wants those poor people to accumulate some merit. So in the future, and they will be able to have a better life. And also there's a situation, Arha went out to beg alms and they end up with empty bowls. Why is that? Because in their past life, and they only focus on cultivate their wisdom and accumulate virtue, but they did not accumulate merit. And also example, an elephant and has a very adorned and decoration ornament on the body for people to ride on it. And so that's also the case. And in the past life, and did not accumulate enough merit. So when we practice, we have to cultivate both merit and virtue.
刚呢是广泛的整个佛教的生死观。那佛教里面的禅宗的生死观呢，我们来看呢，有一个公案呢可以让大家了解。
So we talked about before, and was the Buddhism view on birth and death.And so what is the Chan view on Buddha, on both on birth and death? And this is a koan, a public case we can look at.
好，故事发生在唐朝这个六祖慧能的时代，有一天呢六祖慧能大师呢他就在这个法堂里面讲经，当时呢很多人在听，然后突然之间在讲经的这个当下呢，有一个人走了进来，是谁？荧幕上有写永嘉玄觉大师呢，他就走了进来，然后走了进来他也不是静悄悄，他是大摇大摆走了进来，然后走了进来他做了什么来看，他一到六祖慧呢这个讲堂里面，走了进来呢，他就呢拿着他手上的这个锡杖呢，就 敲了这个地上哦，震的这个锡杖哦，很大声哦。震完锡杖呢，他就绕了这个六祖慧能三匝哦，就表示礼貌性的绕了他三匝哦。然后六祖慧能呢，就心里想：奇怪，这是哪里来的一个出家人哦，这么没有礼貌哦？大家都在听经啊，然后呢，你这样子大摇大摆进来，然后还震锡杖哦，做出这么多噪音的声音哦。然后呢，六祖慧能呢就问他哈，问永嘉大师说：“你是哪里来的？这么傲慢？”然后呢，永嘉大师呢二话不说，直接回答他说：“生死事大，无常迅速。”好，大家有看出什么端倪吗？鸡同鸭讲吗？哦，这是一个公案哈。他问他哪里来，他不回答，他就说：“哦，生死呢这件事呢才是最重要的，没有什么事比得上这个生死这件事这么重要。所以呢，我没有时间去理会这些啊佛门的利益，这些都是小事，只是表面上的事，所以呢，生死才是最重要的事。所以呢，六祖感觉诶，这个好像有一点修行哦。”然后他继续再问，他说：“好啊，那你既然知道呢生死是大好，那你何不提取，就是你何不去体验呢什么是不生不死的东西，那你何不去体验呢超越时间呢没有时间这个东西。”然后你们知道很妙的就是这个永嘉大师他就回答六祖，就是说我体验到的就是不生不死，然后我知道呢时间呢是没有这样东西，所以当下呢六祖就知道永嘉大师是什么开悟的人了，所以呢六祖大师就说：“诶，如是如是，说诶你说的对，所以他开悟的跟他一样，体验都一样，比如说他们两个吃到的柠檬的味道都一样，这就是开悟啊。”
So we're going to use the next public case and koan to explain the Chen view on birth and death. We can see six patriarch and then Yongjia Xuanjue, the great matter of birth and death. And Chen master Yongjia Xuanjue traveled to Mount Chaodong to visit the six patriarch Huineng. AndWhen he arrived, the sixth patriarch has already ascended the Dharma Hall. And so, normally, and when you enter the Buddha Hall and the master already give a teaching, and you usually sneak in quietly and you don't make the grand entrance. But on the contrary, and Yongjia Xuanjue made a grand entrance and he approached Huineng while still holding his step, and he circumambulated the meditation platform three times, and then remained standing. And he is not only not coming in quietly, he's making grand entrance. And then he walk in and with his step and even knocking on the floor, and then in front of everybody, he circled the meditation hall three times and pay respect, and then he remained standing. So the sixth patriarch and asked him, and this guy is so impolite and so rude. So he asked, monk has many rules and of deportment and courtesy. Only when they are followed may one be called a monk. Where are you from? Why are you so arrogant? And so Xuanjue replied, and not directly replied to his question. Instead, he said, the matter of birth and death is important. The impermanence occurs at a fast speed. So the six patriarchs said, interesting. This person seems like a practitioner. So the patriarch asked more. Okay, so then, why can't you experience no birth and attain no speed. So, Xuan Jue answered, experiencing is ordinary without birth. Attaining is without speed. So, six patriarch, and all of a sudden, I realized, and he already, Xuan Jue, Master Xuan Jue already attained his enlightenment. So, literally, and the way they taste the lemon, the sourness, and they both taste, had a similar taste, had the same taste. That's why the six patriarch said, so indeed, I know, I understand.
这是禅宗呢要我们知道的生死观齁。要我们学禅的人呢要有大死一番而后生齁。在早期师父带的禅期里面呢要打期呢不是一件很容易的事齁。都是需要经过报名。报名之后呢不是报名就可以参加。报名之后你要收到一张回函就是录取通知。那在录取通知上面呢都会有一句话就是希望来参加打七的人呢都要抱着一个什么要有大死一番的决心。所以一般人不了解大死是什么会很害怕我打一个七还要我去死吗大死呢是死掉我们这个分别烦恼种种的这些妄想的心齁。所以呢大死一番的心呢就是禅宗告诉我们我们要死掉这种分别妄想的烦恼心齁。藉由色身的生死堪破然后呢让你心念的生死呢也能够断除这一些烦恼心。所以呢禅宗要我们了解其实生死的这个本质呢它就是无常的。它只是一个缘起性空。缘起是因为有但性空呢是存在但不恒常。所以叫缘起性空。所以如果我们能够呢体验到是用生死的体验而不是你坐在这边了解的知识是用生死去体验真正的无常呢这样子你才有办法呢克服对于生命的恐惧和执着。像有的人很害怕死亡，越老了越害怕，为什么？越不了解。像开悟的人呢，他呢对于生呢没有什么觉得特别高兴的，然后呢死呢也没有特别的悲伤，因为他知道生和死是什么。
So, the Chan view on birth and death.The teaching of the Chan wants practitioners to experience the great death, and then they will be able to be born to help others. And to break through thoroughly from birth and death is the great matter. Contemplating the birth and death of the physical body, then practitioner can break through the birth and death of thoughts. Recognize that the essential nature of a birth and deathis arising from the empty nature, and the things in the world are like a dream. Then they can overcome all their fears and attachments to life. So back then, and Shifu and leading a retreat, and to be able to attain the retreat is not that easy. And of course, and you have to register. And then after you register, and then you will receiveAnd a form, and on the form, and it well says, you have to have this mindset of a great death, and to experience a great death, and then you'll be able to attend a retreat. So, and people actually cause some fear on that. Well, I'm only going to attend a retreat, and do I really have to experience death?And it literally it means, and the great death is the death of the discrimination, vexation. And the nature of a person's death is impermanent. And the nature of a birth and death is impermanent. There is a causing, there is a birth, but the nature itself is impermanent. So, and also this birth and death is not merely by learning, by words, by language, it's from experience. And a lot of people, when they get old, and the older they get, they're more afraid and to be dead. Why is that? Because they do not understand the nature of a birth and death is empty. And only, and when you, and for those enlightened people, and to be born is not a joyous thing. And to be dead is not a sad thing. It just, the process is, the nature of the birth and death is impermanent, it's emptiness.
这是禅宗的生死观。接着我们继续往下看呢，大会中高的语录哈。他说，近年以来，就是大会中高禅师那个年代哈，有常常很多呢不相信有开悟这件事的老师，还有禅师，就是本身呢他教人家禅修，但是呢他并不相信有开悟这件事。然后并且说开悟这件事呢是骗人的，在当时的年代，然后说开悟呢是一种建立啊标榜的一种行为，然后说开悟呢是一种执着，然后说开悟呢是一种落在呢有文字语言相上，第二头呢叫做落在有分别相上，然后第一头呢叫做开悟向上，没有分别。所以呢大会中高讲呢，其实呢像这样子讲说没有开悟的这些禅师呢，其实呢他们是外道，虽然身在佛门里面。他说你看他披着狮子皮，狮子呢是在佛门里面是指什么？佛陀说法常常会说是狮子吼嘛。所以呢这一些讲没有开悟这些事情的这个禅师老师呢，他们其实是披着皮的什么？他说野干，野干呢就是小牛，比牛还小的一种小牛，就是小牛呢披着狮子皮，这样子是什么意思？就是外道。所以呢有没有开悟这件事？有，因为我们看了那么多的语录，的确是有开悟这件事。好，所以呢大会中高禅师呢告诉我们呢，我们修行禅法呢要好好的选择老师。所以这些呢不具备当时这些年代不具备政治见的禅师老师呢，他是用这样子错误的一些知见呢来引导他的学生。所以呢我们修行禅法要好好的选择善知识，不要被错误的引导，要好好的审查了解。所以呢这个呢是当时的禅师们呢接引众生呢的一个方便方法，所以要好好的审查，不要被误导。就像呢禅师呢告诉我们呢，他用手呢指着天上有月亮这件事，那让我们看到了月亮。那我们看到月亮以后呢，我们呢就要把这个手指的这个手指呢把它放下，因为已经看到月亮了，所以不要一直抱着这个手指。所以这样的意思是告诉我们，大会中高告诉我们这些修行的方法，我们知道之后呢要照着去修化头，然后不要再抱着这些知识，以为这些知识你知道的你就是开悟了，这是不正确的。所以呢这是第三个样子，告诉我们呢如果依上面的这样子的修行做呢才叫做正说，那如果不是呢就叫邪说。
In recent years,There are many so-called Chan masters who doubt the reality of awakening. They said that Those who talk about having awakening experience are liars. They believe that awakening itself is a contrivance, an illusion. Jackals that wear the skin of lions and howls with unruly cries are indeed numerous. Those without discernment for the Dharma are often deluded by these charlatans. Examine this carefully. Here a Chan master points out the problems. When they encounter those who are bewildered so that they can see the moon and sever the fingers, layman Mel Ming, if you wish to leap out of this cave of a person's death, then you should realize that teachings like this are correct teachings. Teaching contrary to this are erroneous. Reflect on it. So here, and it was saying, and it is also implied here, and the lion role. The lion in Buddhism, and we call when Buddha expounding the Dharma, we call lion robes. So, and the jackal is wearing the lion skin, and to expounding the Dharma, and we imply is outer path. So there is enlightenment such things, and so when we practice, we have to pick and choose good teachers, and we will not be misguided by these jackals and wear lion skins. So when Chan Master used the finger to point to the moon, and then so we be able to see the moon. After we see the moon, and we're just not gonna follow the fingers. The finger is not the moon. It means, and we have a method into practice. And then after we begin to practice, and we are not holding on the method, and method is not the practice, but we use method to help us to practice.
所以呢，从上面的这一段话里面呢。师父提到总共有三个归纳三个重点。好，第一个重点就是参话头的人一定生死心要常常贴在鼻尖上。好，生死心非常重要。好，第二个呢，要相信呢有开悟这件事情。好，百分之百相信。好，第三个呢，开悟呢它是从参禅而得的。好，因为我们这边是讲参话头，所以我们要讲参话头这个法门是用参禅而开悟，然后不是用讨论啊、分析啊、讲解啊，你听到了就以为自己开悟，其实是你一听到的方法去修行才有办法开悟。
So 师父 summarize the three key points. First,The birth and death awareness is extremely important for a Hua Tou practitioner. And second, you must believe in such thing as enlightenment. Third, enlightenment definitely comes from practicing Chan. You cannot be liberated merely by discussion, explanation, analysis, and understanding.
很多人呢对生死心不了解，所以呢我们再讲解一次，生死心呢它的整体的意义是什么。第一个，我们看十二点钟的方向，生死心呢不是要我们呢坐着等死，就是我就等待生命死亡，这是生死，不是，生死心不是等死亡，而是呢你知道呢可能随时会死。因为师父有提到，他说现在生病啊死亡的是不是都老年人？不是，有的时候是年轻人，而且是一下子很快，比如说一个什么心肌梗塞啊，一个意外的车祸就死亡了。所以生死心呢是你要知道了解可能呢 明天呢，搞不好呢，眼睛就睁不开了哈，就起不来了哈。所以你要知道，生死死亡呢，可能很快到来。那很快到来要怎么办？要运用我们有限的这一期的生命哦。其实我们生命长不长？不长哎，才短短的几十年。好，你看哦，我从这样子来美国又一年多了哦。好。很快又两年了齁，对，所以真的很快齁，所以我们要运用有限的生命齁，那运用有限的生命做什么？修福修慧，然后好好运用你的智慧，首先呢断你的烦恼，然后呢少让别人起烦恼齁，然后做一些利益众生的事齁，这样子呢就是在好好的运用你这个生命，然后去修福修慧。所以简短的生死心的意义呢是这样子。
So what is the meaning of the birth and death awareness? So and first of all, not waiting for death. And death is soon approaching. And so we know that death can happen any times. Nowadays, and a strange illness and heart attack and car accident.And then, they will be dead, people will be dead. And, tomorrow morning, I may not be able to open my eyes. So, these all, tells us death is soon approaching and can happen any times. And so we need to live our life to the fullest. And our whole life is pretty short, only in a few decades. And that's it. And look at myself, I came here, and, it's about,approaching to 2 years. And time is really running out. And time is running fast. So what should we do? And, live to the life to the fullest. And give a full play to wisdom. And to cultivate a virtue and, wisdom. And depart from vexation and benefit sentient beings.
好。所以呢，要好好的运用这个生命的参话头。参话头做什么？要知道呢，我们的本来面目是什么。
We need to use our life efficiently and to investigate 话头。Why? Why we need to investigate 话头 to cultivate virtue and merit?
好，所以呢，这个生死心呢，它又具备了两种心的内涵哈。第一个是出离心，好，生死心里面你又要具备有出离心，如果你没有出离心呢，你就没有办法有生死心。要出离什么？你要觉得你自己的烦恼很重，你必须要从这个烦恼当中里面解脱，你必须要有这个出离烦恼的心。第二个呢，你自己觉得很苦，那众生苦不苦？众生也很苦，所以你要发这个菩提心，同时也要让众生呢跟你一样能够从烦恼中呢解脱这个痛苦和灾难。所以呢，生死心呢又要具备这出离心跟菩提心，才有办法成就。
So, this birth and death awareness contains the following: renunciation and body mind.What is renunciation? Let self to be liberated from vexation. And we know we have a lot of suffering. And the sentient being must be experiencing a lot of suffering too. So we have a body mind. And let sentient being to lessen vexation, suffering, and calamities.
好。所以师父勉励我们齁。修行呢要趁老还是趁早？要趁早齁。就是现在大家听到都不晚，因为我们都还活着齁。所以修行要趁早齁。在还没有往生以前呢，要赶快修行齁。所以这个就是生死心。你会觉得你已经没有时间了齁。还有之前我们举例的，就是你欠人家很多钱，这种迫切的心，你要还人家这种迫切的心呢，就是要用这种心呢，迫切的心来修行，你才有办法呢，好好呢用上话头。 同时用这个话头呢，斩断了你所有的这个妄念，乃至于开悟。
So, that's why our 师父 encourage us begin practice early before death arrives. It is the best if you can fix the words of a person death on the tip of your nose. If you cannot do that, then use 话头 to sever wandering thoughts. So, begin practice early before death arrives, and that is the person death awareness.And use the sense of urgency, this is sense of urgency to practice 话头。
好，所以呢，我们参话头呢，乃至于任何的方法呢，我们都要经常保持这六个真言。好，第一个同样的，我们就是从十二点钟看。好，十二点钟这个是什么？明哦。明呢，就是师父勉励我们，心呢常常是保持在一个很清楚、明朗、明白的一个状态哈。唯有你的心清楚呢，你才能够把方法用好。好，同时呢，你的心呢常常要在处于一个很平稳、安定的一个状态。好，这样子呢，遇到任何的顺逆境呢，你才不容易被搅动。搅起来，好，所以常常遇到如果顺逆境很容易被搅起来，就表示心呢还要再多什么锻炼锻炼，好，所以呢心呢要常常保持在一个很平稳安定的状态，好，心保持在平稳安定的状态容不容易？不容易，好，那要怎么保持？平常你就要有你自己的修行方法，比如说你是持圣号、持佛号，还有你是体验呼吸，还有观全身，好，这些都可以用。好，第三个呢，放，就是呢，身心常常保持放松，还有对于你的一些妄念杂念呢，你都随时放，好，因为我们平常生活中的一些分别取舍的杂念妄想太多了，好，随时练习把它放掉，放掉之后要回到什么？你的话头，好，到底是什么？无到底是什么？还有你的方法，好，任何都可以，还是回到你的佛号都可以，好，好。然后对于你用的方法，比如说你是用话头的呢，你知道你在用话头这个方法，好，清清楚楚用话头这个方法就是照，好。然后呢，你发现你有妄念、任何杂想、任何分别的心呢，那你再把这些妄念杂想的心呢放掉，再回到参话头的这个方法上呢，就是提起你的方法，所以这就是明镜放观照体，经常保持这六个念头，这六个方法。
So when you using 话头 ，when you investing in 话头 ，you need to keep constantly maintain these six things. First of all, aware, keep your mind in a very clear.State, silent, so your mind is very steady. So when you encounter favorable and unfavorable situation, you will not be disturbed because you've been trained to keep your mind stable. So you will not easy to be disturbed. And regardless of what practice method you're using, recite the Buddha's name and observing your breath and counting the breath and using 话头, silent illumination,Whatever is your method, and always keep your mind in a stable, silent condition. And let it go, and just relax. Just really relax. And then when these wandering thoughts come to you, and just let it go, and return back to your 话头. And regardless, any method, it's the same thing. You return to your method. Contemplate, andClearly know about your method and using your method and illuminate and when clearly using your method and then when this wandering thoughts come to you and just put it down, let it go and bring forth your method again. So just remain this six state, aware, silent, let go, contemplate, illuminate and let go and bring forth.
接着我们来看第四个样子，离文字语言分别相。
Next, we're going to see the fourth standard, civil words, language, and discrimination.
接着大会中高禅师又说了齁。好，这个呢，如果说呢，我们害怕呢，这个害怕呢，恐怖呢，这个生死呢，到底能不能拔除齁。就是呢，你如果对于生死怀疑呢，能不能拔除呢？如果你没有办法拔除这个生死恐怖怀疑的心呢，那么呢，你将百千劫呢，都做什么？流浪生死，随业受报，头出头没，没有休息。就像你在海里面沉了下去呢，然后又浮了上来，然后呢，又沉了下去，又浮了上来。如果你没有办法拔除生死的这个根本的根呢，就像这样子一直轮回，六道轮回百千劫呢，都一直随业受报，没办法休息。那要怎么做才有办法拔除？第一个，中高禅师告诉我们要呢起勇猛精进的心呢修行。好，这边呢是指你要起勇猛精进的心呢，来参话头，用话头这个方法呢，把你的生死根呢，连根拔起哦。唯有用这个话头，才能够把你的这个生死心呢、烦恼心把它拔尽哦。然后拔尽之后呢，你不能离开众生的心见佛心，就是你一定要有这个。不离这个众生心呢，你才可以看见佛心，因为呢佛心呢也是来自于众生的心。好，所以呢这边大会中高有提到齁，能够遇到真正的善知识，就是说我们这一世能够遇到有真正善知识呢，是因为过去世呢我们有发大愿。好，在座的是不是有发大愿？是哦，大家不要笑齁，不要妄自菲薄齁。为什么呢？第一个，我们能够到法鼓山这个道场修学，然后遇到师父，然后甚至听到呢这个，你看哦，900多年前的这个语录，就是大会中高禅师，这里指的是有听到大会中高禅师的语录，就是遇到了真正善知识齁。然后这个善知识呢，它能够方便的教导我们修行的方法，好，然后呢排除任何的困难，好，所以呢让我们呢知道如何修行，好，然后遇到任何困难呢，有这个善知识可以让我们来解决，好，所以呢古德就是古时候的大德呢曾经有提到这一句话，他说江湖呢没有爱人之心，好，江湖呢，这里不是指一般的江湖，是指呢江南湖南这地方，因为当时这个地方的禅修是最兴盛的。对，江西湖南，对，好，在江西湖南这个地方呢就是呢是禅修盛行的地方，好，所以呢在禅宗里面，这个江湖的意思就是指禅宗里面他呢没有呢没有说要去妨碍人的，就是说没有呢教人家呢不知道要怎么样用方法的齁，就是说都是叫人家呢去懂得用方法，然后呢去了解你这一颗心齁。然后呢佛祖呢，就是佛陀跟祖师大德呢，也没有在骗人的意思齁。那为什么会当时的人呢会不得已就说这个禅宗里面呢讲的话呢都是在妨碍人家修行的心齁。然后呢佛祖讲的话呢可能也不是正确的齁。为什么要这样讲？因为呢这些人呢他们呢不知道如何用正确的方法，所以呢 就说呢，这个禅宗里面讲的这些话呢，都是呢在妨碍人家修行的。其实是他们自己怎么样，不知道要用方法，而且常常会在说话里面呢求玄求妙，哦，就是贪求玄妙，然后在话里面呢故弄玄虚。哦，其实呢，他们是不知道什么是真正的正知见，哦，所以呢，不得不这么说。说佛祖呢，还有呢，祖师大德呢讲的话呢，这些语录呢，都是骗人的，哦，然后呢，我举例，哦，如这个看不见的人，就是看不见的人呢，他看不见太阳跟月亮，哦，但是这个看不见太阳的月亮是太阳跟月亮的过失吗？是他本身这个看不见的盲人的过失，是因为他自己看不见，所以呢不能够推究给月亮跟太阳的问题。所以由这个举例呢，就是告诉我们当时呢有一些修行的人呢，他把他没办法开悟呢修行得力这件事呢，他推给什么？这些祖师讲的话呢都没有用，还有呢佛祖啊历代祖师讲的话都没有办法让我开悟，就是推给别人，然后呢其实问题是在谁？对，其实问题是在自己修行呢不得力，所以呢就推给别人说啊都是别人的问题。所以呢这段文呢就是告诉我们要离这个文字相、分别相、语言相，这是第四个样子。
So, the fourth standard is to sever from words, language, and discrimination. If you cannot fully uproot the fear of a person's death, then you will wander through hundreds of kalpas and thousands of verses. Tied to karma, you will receive retributions, emerging and sinking in samsara without end or respite. If, however,you can mutter up great diligence to engage in marvelous practice that uproots it completely, then even without separating yourself from the mind of sentient beings, you will perceive the Buddha mind. If you have already made a steadfast vow, then you will meet a genuine virtuous teacher and who skillful instructs you.Practice with them, not be difficult. Having you heard the words of the ancient wealthies, the way of the world does not obstruct people's minds. Buddhas and ancestors do not deceive people's aspirations. It is only due to people's own dispositions that they are obstructed.You cannot say that it is the way of the world that obstructs people. Likewise, even though Buddhas and ancestors do not deceive people, due to people's own misunderstanding of expedient means, grasping words, seeking after the marvelous or the miraculous, or being caught up with gain and losing, andthat they are unable to penetrate the truth. You cannot say that it is the Buddhas and the ancestors who deceive people like a person suffering from blindness and cannot perceive the light from the sun and the moon. The force is with the blind, not with the sun or the moon. This is the fourth standard of the Chan vehicle for practicing the way.Which is apart from words, discrimination, and languages. And layman Miao Ming reflect on this. So, if we cannot uproot and the doubt, the root of a doubt and of a person's death, and then we will flow in the, retribution and the samsara. And we will flow into the six realms. and thousands and hundreds and thousands of helpers. And this encouraged us and to give a rise and a great diligence to investigate Hua Tou and then to uproot the root of a person's death. And then again, this is not depart from the mind of the sentient beings. Because from the sentient the mind of the sentient beings, and we will be able to see Buddha mind. And also, and because we had a steadfast vows in the past life, and then that's why in this life we be able to encounter genuine virtuous teacher. And like us, we be able to come here, the Chan Center, and some of the people actually met Sifu, and then and practice it, and from Sifu the right guidance, and then also in this record is from 900 years ago. Today we be able to encounter it must from the vow we made in the past life. That's why today we be able to hear to listen to this record, and also and there's a saying and Jianghu. And back then, in Jianghu, and it means the province of Jiangxi and Hunan. And those two provinces and the Chan practice is most popular. Therefore, practitioner is busy running through those two provinces to find the good teacher. And then they find a good teacher, and the good teacher will teach them and how to use the method properly. And therefore, in the saying, and the Buddha's an ancestor, and they do not deceive people's aspiration. It's only because the people's disposition and it is a misunderstanding. And they do not use the method properly. And they will not gain the power and gain the strength of the practice. And just like a blind person and cannot see the moon or cannot see the sun, it's not the fault of the moon and the sun. It actually is the blind. And the problem is lies on the blind person because the blindness it cannot see the sun and the moon, and that's why and the practitioner if they cannot get enlightenment, and to blame on the Buddha and the ancestor, is useless. And the problem lies on themselves.
好，所以从上面这一段文呢，我们又归纳三个重点哦。第一个重点就是修行呢。 我们必须要把我们全生命的身心投入精进的修行，才能够把生死这个根本拔除，来自于看到自己的本来面目。第二个呢，大家都是有善根的人，在过去呢都发了大愿，所以呢在今生呢才会遇到真正的善知识来教我们修行，乃至于听到话头这个法门。好，第三个呢。 禅修呢，它不依赖文字语言，就是你使用完之后你要放掉，你知道这个方法怎么修之后你要放掉，同时呢不是用头脑去思考到底什么是我，那到底什么是我的本来面目，这用头脑思考出来的答案呢都不是，所以呢不去分析，然后呢不去呢做任何的文字语言的理解比较。 这样子呢，不去依赖文字语言，这样子的透过这样子的去修行理解之后呢，这才是你自己的东西。唯有呢放掉呢这些语言文字的分别的分析比较这些东西去修行，你才有办法看到自己的佛心，乃至于见性。
So from the above, we can summarize into three key points. First, practitioner must be engaged in practice wholeheartedly. Then they can fully uproot the roots of the person's death to perceive the original nature. And second, you all have a great karmic dispositions and you made a steadfast vows in the past. Therefore, you will meet a genuine virtuous teacher to teach you how to practice. Third, Chan practice does not rely on words, language, and does not use the thinking, analytical mind to analyze and comprehend. So that you end up thinking you understand what the Buddha mind is. what it means to see the Buddha nature. So, and practitioner, it must engage in practice and diligently. And so then you'll be able to fully uproot the roots of a person's path and to see the original nature. And then, and the second, that's because we know the Hua Tong method, we can be able to encounter the Hua Tong method. And the second, you must have a great karmic disposition and made a vow in the past. And that's why you'll be able to encounter the genuine teacher to teach us how to practice Hua Tong. So only because we know, and the Chan practice does not rely on words and language, so does not use the thinking analytical mind to analyze, to understand, only be able to let go and put down the knowledge and just truly and use the method, and then we'd be able to know what the Buddha mind is and be able to see the Buddha nature.
好，今天呢我们就讲到这边。好，待会呢我们就有一个很好练习的机会。好，要怎么练习？吃饭禅的练习。好，好的不喜欢，坏的不讨厌。所以呢就是每一个菜呢你都吃，好，然后没有特别说好吃的加很多，我们就从这个小事呢去练习。好，祝福大家。
So the talk is going to end up today. And so right afterwards, we're going to have a great opportunity to practice eating Chan. So whatever favorable, you're not going to get more. Whatever unfavorable, you're not going to oppose against. Thank you.
Thank you.